Hey everyone, Connie here. Thank you for listening to our podcast. Before we continue, I'd like to take this opportunity to share with you my book called How to Start Your Virtual Assistant Business, 10 Steps to Earn Online as a Top-Notch Virtual Assistant. It contains 10 bite-sized chapters to build a thriving online business, have a consistent income, and get the time freedom you always wanted. It's a perfect gift for you or your loved ones who want to start an online business and work from home or anywhere. Check it out at conniezabala.com/VABook. Want a free chapter? Sure! Just visit bit.ly/VABook free chapter and get your copy. Again, that's bit.ly/VABook free chapter.
Greetings, fellow entrepreneurs. This is Connie and Belle of the Freelancing with Faith podcast.
We are both moms and entrepreneurs whose digital services are bound by our core Christian values.
On this platform, let's talk about tips and how-tos to help our transformational entrepreneurs grow their businesses online.
We also invite our fellow service providers as our guests so they can share their stories and experiences with us.
All these we do with the end goal of glorifying God by providing the best digital services to our clients.
We also have our weekly live praise and worship session.
We look forward to connecting with you. As you listen or watch, grab your favorite drink, pay attention, and take notes. Let us encourage one another to strengthen our faith and relationship with God because He provides for everything.
When He blesses us, He blesses our businesses.
To do that, make sure to subscribe or follow us. Get engaged and share your thoughts with us whenever you have the chance. We look forward to connecting with you. God bless you all.
Hello, everyone. Good evening, good morning, or good afternoon to you, whatever time you are watching us from. We are Connie and Belle, and we are building a God-centered, purpose-driven life and freelancing business. So, in fairness, on time yung paglipat ko. Anyway, today's session is about mindset of freelancers, 5 musts. Attitudes for digital marketing service providers, if that makes sense. Again, ang topic natin for tonight's session.
Wow, Taglish!
Hindi na ako sanay. Anyway, our topic for today's session is all about mindset of freelancers, 5 must attitudes for digital marketing service providers. By the way, hint, the answer is shift. There.
Yeah.
Anyway, if you are seeing us for the very first time, make sure that you click that subscribe button as well as the bell to get notifications because we go live every Monday, Thursday, 9 p.m. Manila time. And Sis Belle will share with us what we do. Oh, you still have to do the opening prayer. Can you do the opening as well? And after that, you can go ahead and share a schedule.
Okay. Let's remember that we're in the presence of God in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord, we praise you, we glorify you, we honor you. We thank you for blessing us this past few days. We're grateful for all the resources and the people you're sending our way so we can bless others and do what you called us to do. We ask for forgiveness for every wrongdoing we committed. We lift up to you every person who is watching and listening to this podcast. We pray that you open their hearts and minds so that whatever we share with them will create an impact on their businesses. We also lift up to you, Connie and I, pour out your Holy Spirit in us so we'll continue to have the courage to say the right words, to share what you're teaching us with the goal of telling your truth. Help and remind us, including our brothers and sisters, that we're building and thriving in our businesses to glorify you and serve the people we work with. We believe that whatever success we have, we owe it all to you. All these we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Go ahead, continue muna.
and explain why are we now in Filipino, back in Filipino English.
So yun, nakakapanibago din pala, no? Parang di mo alam paano sasabihin yung ano, paano sa segue.
At least may, hindi naman tayo slang. Like, uh-oh, may kendengge be, may kikibabe yan.
Madali yun. Ano lang yung, parang may muscle memory din pala, no? So yun, mga kapatid. Anyway, kaya kami nagbumabalik na ng Taglish. O di ba, parang may struggle talaga. Ano ba yan?
Filipino English. What the?
Oh, Filipino English kasi,
or English Filipino.
recently nakita namin sa analytics na may mga ano re, na dumadami yung dumadami. Dumadami po. ang viewers and
mukha tatagal lalo yung session natin ito, bumabalik tayo.
Ang daming ini-express eh. So yun. So based on analytics, dumadami yung viewers from the Philippines. So we decided na bumalik sa ganitong format para mas relate, maging relatable to majority of the people na nakikinig ngayon or nanonood ngayon. So ganun pa rin ang schedule. Ano ba? Hirap Tagalogin. Ganun pa rin.
Oh, ito na. Speaking English, may hint lang ng ano.
Ayun, so we go live every Monday and Thursday. Same time, 9 PM Manila time. Every Monday, we do our live praise and worship session, mga kapatid. And then every Thursday, we talk more about freelancing, about digital marketing, about our work as virtual assistants. So if you're interested to learn more about freelancing, catch us live every Thursday, katulad ngayon. Katulad ngayon. We're discussing something about freelancing.
Yes, and speaking of freelancing, if you have still looking for a guide on how to start your virtual assistant business, there, feel free to check out my book at conniezabala.com/VA book. To know more about it. Kasi ano to, it's like a workbook in a sense, because every chapter you will have questions to answer based on the lessons na nakasulat doon. Nice. There. And aside from that, we are going to still speak in English because our title is in English. I don't wanna... ang tawag mo doon, malito or maging deceiving. It's not to deceive, you know, because I know that there are YouTube channels or there are videos that their titles are in English, tapos you can't hear any English at all. At least we're still speaking in English. If we have the budget or maybe someone would volunteer, we appreciate the captions in English. We will do that in English. Anyway, so there. Since kami lang, wala kaming guests ngayon. So ang topic namin is about mindset that, you know, will still have to do with, still connected to, you know, our faith, our spirit. So again, ang topic is mindset of freelancers. 5 mass attitudes for digital marketing service providers. Teka, tingnan ko lang yung kodigo ko. Wait lang. Anyway, so why are we discussing this tonight? First off, because sometimes we focus on the how and technicalities, but what we really need is the correct attitude and mindset. And also reminding our fellow VAs and freelancers that whatever we are going through in our lives, if we chose this kind of business, if we chose to be freelancers or VAs, we should be responsible for it. So ano bang in-expect natin for this session? It's the 5 tips or attitudes we must have as service providers. Kung madadagdagan namin ng paano, maybe we can add. Let's see. And I think this episode will be longer now because we're speaking
comfortably.
Yeah. Hindi na mahirap express. Sorry, Justin. You can do it. You can understand what I'm saying. Anyway. Okay. So, of course. Oh, sorry. I forgot to put. Hindi ko pala na-update yung StreamYard. Haha. Ang hirap pag gabi na na yung mind ko kasi ano na eh, pahinga na eh. Nakakalimutan ko mag-update. Sorry! Hold on. Meron, syempre meron tayong Bible verse. Pero, teka lang, wait lang ah. Edit ko lang. Wait lang.
To anyone who's listening. Ay, sorry. Kala ko
Go lang.
I think people are watching. So, feel free to leave a comment. Say hi.
Yes. Ito na, wait lang. Lapit na malapit. No. Ilang letters lang naman, lumagpas pa eh. So, gumawa pa tuloy ako ng next
line.
Ano? Oo, next line. Wait lang. Here. So, from Colossians chapter 3, verses 23 to 24, whatever you do, do from the heart as for the Lord and not for others. Knowing that you will receive from the Lord the due payment. Oh, a double yung payment, sorry. Of the inheritance. Be slaves of the Lord Christ. There. Teka lang. Naosi lang. Tanggalin ko lang yung payment, ha? Anyway, again, whatever you do, do from the heart as for the Lord and not for others, knowing that you will receive from the Lord the due payment of the inheritance, be slaves of the Lord Christ. So, mauna ka na mag-share ng reflections.
Yeah, so dito sa verse na to, naisip ko lang, naalala ko lang yung expression na yung dance like nobody's watching. Di ba? Naririnig natin yan from time to time. So it means, ano ba ibig sabihin nung expression na yun? It means to give your all passionately and full of joy. Di ba yung parang, yung wala kang pakialam pero kung ano yung gusto mong i-express through dance, ibibigay mo. So let's try to apply it to freelancing but with a minor tweak. Parang work like God is watching. So with this mindset, you can't help but be passionate in everything you do, di ba? Pag alam mo na kahit di ka nakikita ni client, minsan may temptation tayo na pwede na to. Di naman niya alam eh, di ba? Ba't ko pa ibibigay yun? May tendency tayo to hold back kung nagigets niyo yung gusto kong sabihin. So pag alam natin na God sees everything. There's a higher power that observes us and is always with us. Kahit di nakikita ng ibang tao, it is God who sees everything. Ibibigay natin ng lahat eh. So yun yung pinaka-reflection ko dito sa verse na to. How about yes. You, sister?
Bago yung sharing ko, uy, may mga comments. Justin has no comment but an angel. Anong tawag dyan? Emoticon na may halo. There. Yeah. Tapos, John James said, mayong gabi. Ooh, good evening.
Hi! Thanks for tuning in.
Andrew, good evening mga sis. Hello! Good evening, good evening. There. Oh, sige, ako na. Teka lang. Wait.
Magtanong lang kayo anytime, ha? Especially makakatulong sa freelance,
Yes. So sa akin, ayan ah, syempre, combination pa rin na we will try when we think of our clients and our own services as for the Lord, we know we have to give our best. So if, for example, like to serve ka sa church, if you're familiar with being a servant or a volunteer, sa church, sa community, your spiritual community, you know you always have to give your best because sa totoo lang naman talaga, God doesn't give us cheap things. He doesn't give us tira-tira lang or pwede na yan kind of blessing. Siguro naman agree kayo, di ba? Comment nyo naman 100%. If you're not a servant yet, isipin mo na si Lord ang client. Alam mong after ng hard work at tiwala, oh my goodness, wait lang, may alarm. Sorry. Anyway, so isipin mo na si Lord ang client. Alam mong after ng hard work at tiwala, He will bless you abundantly, sig-sig, lig-lig at umaapaw. Yes, that's a press down, shaking together, running over. Yes. So yun. Yan ang reflection na namin. Kayo ba, may mga naiisip ba kayong kind of how, ano yung message ni Lord sa inyo from this Bible verse, from Colossians chapter 3 verses 23 to 24. By the way, this is from Neighbor Translation, New American Bible Revised Edition. So that's usually the translation from the Catholic Church. Sa Mass, sa Holy Mass anyway. Not necessarily Catholic Church, Holy Mass. Anyway, disclaimer again. Wait, switching to StreamYard. Ang hirap nito. Wait lang. Disclaimer. Where is it? Okay, this is a reminder for us to read the Holy Bible for its entirety to understand the context behind the verse, the Bible verses. We are here to encourage you to always include God in your freelancing journey. There. So, ayan na, mag-share na kami. Siyempre, bumabalik ang acronym natin for tonight's session. Actually, ang ula ko naisip is a must. Kasi di ba nakita niyo naman sa title, a must attitude. But I guess, naisip ko, shift na lang kasi mas maraming option ng letters. Mahirap mag-isip para mamatch yung acronym. Yung acrostics, tinamo, hindi ko pa rin na-update yung StreamYard. My goodness! Still adjusting to the night session again for me. Kasi si Sisbel Latin ay... Sabihin mo kung anong oras dyan.
17 a.m.
So, yon. So, shift nga. S-H-I-F-T. That's our mass attitude, mindset of freelancer. So, umpisa na tayo sa first one, which is surrender things you have no control over. So, if you observe naman kami dito pag sa channel, pag nag-share kami ng tips, it's not usually technical, it's not usually skills, but more on the inside. So, expect that na. Lalo na pag kami yung nag-share, pag wala kaming guest, so expect na mga ganito talaga i-share namin sa inyo kasi we need it eh. We need it. And not everyone shares these things. Kaya nandito yung freelancing with faith. So anyway, share your thoughts about the first tip natin, first mass attitude natin.
Ayan, yung sa akin is ano, ang pumapasok sa isip ko ngayon is yung choose your battles. There might be things that, ano ba yung ibig kong sabihin dito? There might be things that are already dragging you down. Baka naman ano, sign yun from the Lord na time to let go. Time na to let go. Paulit-ulit kong nababanggit to dito sa channel natin na hindi KJ si Lord. Di ba? Hindi niya intention na pahirapan tayo for a long period of time. So, sino ba namang tatay? Di ba? Parang ganun. Laging nire-relate as sa parent-child na relationship, di ba? So, if we see our relationship with God like that of a parent and a child, ibig sabihin, may message. Baka may message doon na kailangan nating i-divert na yung focus natin to other things. Try to assess whatever it is that is bothering you. For example, sa freelance, tagal-tagal mo nang nagpo-focus sa itong sa skill na to. Tapos, for some reason, hirap na hirap ka na makakuha ng clients who would avail of such service. Baka, assess mo yung sarili mo, baka mamaya may iba akong strength na nire-redirect ako ni Lord na baka dito ako dapat, o baka dito sa industry dapat mag-focus. Or baka meron tayong client na sobrang toxic, for example, magtatagal ako dito kasi may pay na regular, pero baka ano, sinasabi ni Lord na time to let go and find another one. Things like that. So in short, choosing your battles, being self-aware, kasi hindi nga, ang hirap lang explain eh, basta hindi we ni will ni Lord na for us to spend time na alam naman natin na meron pa tayong ibibigay ng todo pa. So try to look for those things na parang pray, 'di ba? Yung parang katulad nung episode natin last time where we emphasized the importance of prayer. pray for discernment. Baka yung tinuturo, ibitawan mo na at mag-focus ka sa plan B. So yun for me, sis, yung pag-surrender to things you have no control over. It's a matter of reflection din.
Yes, parang discernment din in a way. Anyway, Androsia says 100%. Ano nga ba yung sinabi ko? Bakit 100%? Delayed reaction. Oh, may sinabi ako eh. Oh, yan. Anyway, tapos Jan, thank you for sharing. Jan James Dagunan, I have sent several applications for freelancing jobs but wala pa rin ang the one. Any tips you can add to that?
Lagyan natin ng lang number. Sometimes kasi subjective din yung number. Parang kunyari ako dati nahihiya ako kasi ko, ang dami-dami ko nang sinesend. Tapos walang nagre-response. Noong nag-start pa lang ako mag-apply for freelance gigs. Tapos, ang sa akin, parang ang number ko that time, 5 to 10. Tapos na-realize, na natutunan ko sa ibang freelancers, it took them parang hindi pa bababa ng 100 eh, before they got their first client. So, siguro ang recommendation ko lang talaga, keep pressing on. Kasi hindi mo alam, kunyari, nasa 24th application ko na, tapos biglang mag-stop ka. Little did you know na 25th pala siya darating, yung pinaka-ideal client mo. So ang pinaka-sagot pa rin talaga dyan is just keep moving. Although cliche ng pakinggan eh. Yun lang talaga. Or try to look for other avenues, like saan ka ba muna nagsisend?
Yes.
Yun, paki-share dyan kung saan ka, yung usual process mo ngayon, saan ka nagpapadala ng applications.
Oo, please share with us. So baka may ma-add kaming tip regarding dyan. Kasi sa akin, sa situation ko, I think si yung guest natin last week, yung sinabi niya na before she submit sa Upwork, kasi sa Upwork kasi may submit button doon. Magme-message ka tapos hit submit. Before you click the submit button, just try lang, mag-pray ka na, 'di ba, re-reviewin mo syempre yung message mo and all that, and then pray before you hit that submit button. Kahit hindi naman sa Upwork mag-i-email ka, for example, before you hit that send button. Ganon. Just relax, pray, isurrender mo kay Lord. Kasi sa akin, ang mindset ko na kasi ever since, Diyos ko, kailan pa ba ako nag-start? Pag hindi talaga sa'yo yung client, pag hindi nag-reach out, ibig sabihin hindi talaga siya sa'yo. Kasi, yes, kasi ang minsan akala natin, ang dami na natin ginagawa, pero minsan ang kailangan lang natin is yung tamang tao na mag-connect tayo sa client na binibigay ni Lord. Kasi minsan isang message mo lang, magigets mo na yung client, ganun. Kasi hindi siya mahirap. Kailangan lang siguro ng quantity, katulad ng sinabi ni Sis Bel. Kasi minsan feeling natin ang dami na nating client na nasa submitan. Yung pala sa iba, super dami pala silang mag-submit. Kaya feeling natin, ang bilis naman nila magka-client, hindi natin alam. Ang dami na palang pinag-submitan. Oo, 'di ba? So, possible. Ayan. Teka, ito. Sabi niya. I have a full-time job and a part-time teaching job, but I wanted to try freelancing.
Good. Magka-comment ako dyan, sis, ha?
Sige.
Sobrang recommended yan. Kasi yung full-time job mo, while you do that in parallel, yung full-time job mo, yung magiging yung sense of stability. Kasi mas mahirap maghanap ng freelance gig kung wala kang pagkukuhaan regularly ng income. 'Di ba? Mas nakaka-pressure.
Oo, 'yun.
So,
yung gigil.
Oh, kasi pa may bills to pay, 'di ba? Judith is waving. Ayan, I tried Upwork, LinkedIn, Facebook. You're on the right track, John. Continue mo lang yan. And at the same time, try, kung sa Facebook groups ba to or ano pa ba?
Check kasi isang,
Check mo din yung optimization.
Mm.
Maging clear. Kunyari yan, I wanted to try freelancing. Ano yung offer or yung skill na tinatarget mo dyan? Kasi dun kasi magsistart eh, dun sa clarity. Kung anong offer ba akong magpo-focus. Kasi kung magbabato lang tayo ng gusto ko ng freelance job, anong klaseng freelance work ba yung hinahanap natin? Ano yung specific type ng clients ang hinahanap natin para ma-narrow down natin yung efforts natin, hindi sabog. If that makes sense. Go, sister. Ano yung...
Yes. Ano lang, yun nga, sinabi mo na eh, na parang sino ba yung gusto mong tulungan? And then, ano yung itutulong mo? Parang ganun. Kasi sa amin, ang case namin, pareho kami ng market, yung market, kasi yung ideal client namin. So, ang industry nila is usually in the personal development. Tapos, ano yung offer namin? So, ano ba yung usual problem ng personal development coaches or ng course creators? So, based doon sa kung ano yung problem nila, doon papasok yung service namin. So, kung for example, nag-umpisa pa lang sila or gusto nila lang online presence, so baka kailangan nila ng social media o baka kailangan nila ng YouTube, ganyan. Or baka gusto nila ng leads, ibig sabihin ng mga clients. Potential client or mga students kung education sila, ganyan. So baka kailangan nila mag-set up ng website, ng online course, ganyan. So, medyo may gagawin tayong research. Di ko sure, pero I think meron tayong session na parang hindi mo dapat ma-miss. So, kung freelancing ka, yung optimization means, yun nga, sino yung gusto mong tulungan at ano yung offer mo? Ayan pala. So, go.
Yan, nice.
Podcasting po, audio editing, I prepare po sana. Christian podcaster. Good. So, yun. Carrie.
We would recommend that you connect dun sa mga freelance groups na like yung kinanailin. If you're not yet a member, find yung Podcast VAs Philippines. O, diba? Pinapromote natin ang podcast group ni na Sis Nailin. Kasi ano, minsan doon within the freelance community, kahit pare-pareho tayo ng service, we'll never know. Most probably, meron dyan na loaded na naman with projects. So, they would find someone from the same niche who could help. Mag-outsource din sila eventually. So, try to connect with people who are also providing the same set of services. Makakatulong yun.
Yes. At saka siguro, isa pa namin, ano, kung wala ka pang experience, meron kaming sa group kasi namin, may tinatawag kaming, sa community namin, may tinatawag kaming BCS, Breakthrough Case Study. So parang magta-try out ka sa isang client. Kailangan yung client mo is yung gusto mo yan, Christian podcaster. So mag-volunteer ka to help them like 2 weeks. Hindi matagal ah, 2 weeks, free. And then hihingi ka ng feedback para magkaroon ka ng portfolio. Yun yung ipapakita mo sa ibaba mo, sa future clients mo. So, pwedeng yun din yung pwede gawin mo. Ayan. Napupulol ako. My goodness. Anyway, thank you, James, ah. John James, thank you for sharing. I hope nakatulong yung mga pinagsasabi namin. Teka, ano na yun? Ako na, yung sharing ko na. Wait. So, eto, these tips, yung surrender things you have no control over, these tips, tong 5 na to, yung under ng SHIFT acronym, might have not necessarily be in chronological order, but still, this attitude should always be number one. Because let's admit it, hindi natin kayang kontrolin ang lahat ng bagay. So, with our limited capabilities, I would rather rely on God's provision than on mine, or kung ano lang yung nakikita ko, ano yun lang nararamdaman ko, ano yung alam ko. Again, surrendering doesn't mean wala tayong gagawin, but rather give our best and leave the rest to God. Kahit wala tayong nakikitang result, God's ways are not our ways. Kaya yun, tiwala lang. mga kapatid. Yes. So let's move on to the second. Wait lang, nasa na ako? Ang liit kasi ng screen ko, pero laki ko na, hindi ko pa rin makita. Anyway. Have the initiative to do things, always. There. Oo, ayan. Shinare ni Crystal yung ano, yung Facebook group kung di ka pa member. Check it out. Yon. So, sige, ako na mag-umpisa nito. So, when you're given tasks, make sure to check everything. Ask questions. Clarify things. Don't assume. And if you think there's something you can do better, feel free to have the initiative. Communicate with your client. Ulitin ko lang yung part na yun. Communicate with your client. Love nila yung meron tayong pagkukusa. Don't just follow blindly. We can only do that to God, pero another topic yun. So, but when it comes to our tasks, our responsibilities as VAs and freelancers, make sure we know when to step in and be proactive. Ayan. Yan sa akin. There. How about you, Sisbel?
Yeah, so babalik pa rin tayo dun sa previous point ko na God sees everything, di ba? Yes, may temptation that sometimes we hold back, mag-petics, di ba?
Right naman, like...
parang reality, di ba yung dati, hindi lang yung in terms of ano na focusing on your work, pati kahit yung dati, di ba, yung may, tayo dati sis, di ba, yung parang may tendency, kasi pag na-pick up mo na yung process na nag-work para makakuha ng clients, may tendency na mag-hoard. Di ba, nag-hoard tayo ng clients, ang dami-dami. So, ang nangyayari, we are being spread out too thin. So, hindi masyadong quality talaga, kung titingnan mo, hindi masyadong quality na quality. So, going back, since affected na yung quality of work natin, nakikita niya eh. So sino ba yung, hindi lang sa client tayo nagkakaroon ng disservice, pati kay God, di ba, kay Lord. Kasi di ba, hindi naman niya sinabi na magpakapagod ka sa sobrang dami. Baka time na para mag-work smarter, not harder. Again, paulit-ulit namin sinasabi. Ang favorite ko yun na hindi na ako naniniwala sa hustling culture eh. Di ba?
Yung walang tulog.
Walang tulog, oo. Please. Mahal na mahal tayo ni Lord. Hindi niya wini-will na magkasakit tayo to the point of kalimutan natin yung sarili nating health. Baka binigyan tayo ng faculties to be more creative, to think of ways na hindi nagsasuffer yung health natin. So yun, God sees everything. Yun lang yun sa akin.
Okay. So just share your thoughts in the comments. Katulad ni John kanina, nag-share siya. Feel free. What do you think? Nakatulong ba yung mga pinagsasabi namin? Okay. Let's go with the third tip under I, which is identify your role in your client's business. Okay. So, ako muna. Ito lang. Ask yourself this question. Ano nga ba ang role ko kay client? Ano ba ang reason why we are working together? Paulit-ulit to ah, kasi kailangan eh. What's the reason why they agreed to work with me in the first place? So, if you're a general VA, kasi usually we started as general VAs naman talaga, which is okay, which is fine with us, kasi yun yung way natin para makita kung ano talagang gusto natin eh. And at the same time, marami tayong matututunan as VAs, general VAs. So, for general VAs, usually, time is the most precious thing you can give to your clients. Usually yan yun. Kaya sila kumukuha ng VAs kasi they don't know how to do things. So again, time is the most precious thing you can give your clients. Kaya make sure you are there to give clients more time to focus on their businesses, to focus on what they do best. Kasi minsan we forget why we are working with them. So we must be more focused on what we have to do. And it's our responsibility to help them focus on their roles too as our client, as the business owner. There. Ikaw naman.
Yeah. So after noon, alam mo yung role mo for the client. After that, you do a self-assessment din. We should be honest about ourselves. Ano ibig kong sabihin doon? Make an inventory of the tasks that are being delegated to you. Then assess mo yung required skill to do that for you to be able to perform that task. Strength mo ba yon or weakness? Kasi di ba minsan oo lang tayo ng oo sa client. Like, kunyari before, meron akong client na gusto niya mag lead gen ako, cold calling, mag lead gen, hindi yun ang core strength ko. So di ba parang pag ganun kasi na nailagay ka sa isang role or sa isang task na hindi mo love, di ba yun yung mga reasons why, ano, parang alam mo yung expression na dragging yourself to work, dragging your feet to work, parang napilitan ka lang. So as freelancers, meron tayong freedom to choose kung saan natin is. Hindi tayo employee, di ba? So might as well choose for that tasks na nag-e-enjoy tayo para yung work won't feel like work. It's something you look forward to each day. So again, i-assess mo, strength ko ba yun or weakness? Parang pinapanin, parang nangyari, hindi ka copywriter, although marunong ka magsulat, is it something, yung pagsusulat, ano, yung gagawin mo with smile on your face every day, kung parang lumuluha ka ng dugo every time na ginagawa mo yon, baka hindi yun for you.
My goodness.
Ganun ako yung dati writing eh. Hirap na hirap talaga ako. Kaya ko, pero compared sa mga tao na nag-e-enjoy na ginagawa yun, na parang in an hour, 30 minutes, meron na silang decent article na pwedeng i-publish. Ako minsan, mang the whole day, seryoso, di ba? Ginagawa ko yon. So yon, strength? Strength ko ba yon or weakness? Be honest with yourself. And if it's the latter, don't worry. Kunyari, if it's the latter, weakness mo siya, pero love mo, di ba? If it's the latter, there are ways to learn or improve. Ask and observe people who are already good at it. Hindi valid excuse kasi yung parang, ay, hindi ko alam eh. Di ba? Para tapos magta-turn in ka ng mediocre work. Hindi valid excuse yun. You can also ask your client for tips on how to improve. Kasi for sure, ginagawa na nila yung task na yan dati. Karamihan ng mga clients na na-encounter natin, dati, one-man team or one-woman team sila, di ba? Sila yung gumagawa ng social media, email, nag-reach out sa mga clients. So, alam, may ano yan, may mga processes na sila, although siguro yung iba hindi pa written or documented. So, ask them, and most probably wala lang silang time to do it on their own. So, ask for their help. So, yun, that's it for me.
Tsaka siguro, ano, ayun nga, communicate with your clients, sabi mo na, ah, hindi,
dito.
Oh, hindi ko talaga kaya, or pwede bang magbigay ka na lang, basta yon, communicate with your client kasi depende yan kung paano yung ano niyo yung relasyon niyo sa isa't isa eh. So kung kaya mo mag-open up pa, then go ahead, magsabi ka. Kung general VA ka, medyo lalo na actually kasi 'di ba pag general VA maraming tasks yan. So one way or another malalaman mo yung weakness mo. So be honest with your client kung ano, kung ganon. There. Alam ko may sasabihin pa, kung nakalimutan. Ah, yung experience! Yung sinabi mo, oh, my first client, by the way, is a physical therapist. Tapos nagsulat ako ng article para sa kanya. Kumusta naman yun? Wala mga experience. kaya ano, yes, nakasulat ako ng libro, pero hello, that was more than 10 years ago. Hindi pa ako marunong magsulat noon. Tsaka physical therapy, wala pa pong ChatGPT yung time na yun. Anyway, moving on. Okay. Teka, nagsabi na ba ako? Oo, ako nga pala nauna, no? Okay, number 4. Form the habit of professionalism. O, ikaw muna.
Ayan. Yung sa akin siguro yung isa-share ko is based on my personal experience. Before, meron akong client for a website project. So, kasi usually, ang process ko kasi, before I start working on website development, kailangan magbayad muna sila upfront. So, paid in full yung project na yon. And then, life happened. Before ko masimulan yung website, bigla ako nagkasakit at need ma-admit sa hospital. So, first day ko pa lang sa hospital, I already gave her a heads up. Pati na rin sa mga retainer clients ko. Kasi aside from project-based na clients, meron din akong retainer pa. So, nagstay ako sa hospital for 3 days. Then, paglabas ko, syempre, it took a couple of days pa to fully recover at home. So, my client was really concerned. Syempre, I was blessed dahil ang mga nakakatrabaho ko sobrang understanding. So, yung mga retainer clients ko, magsasabi na parang take care of yourself, magpahinga muna talaga. Yun yung mga retainer. Kaso, yung project-based, syempre, meron silang timeline, di ba? So, my project-based client was really concerned about my health, but also, at the same time, worried na di namin matatapos ang website niya in time. So, she asked me if she could request for a refund. O, di ba? Kung ikaw yung nasa kalagayan ko, parang seryoso, ngayon pa talaga, parang may ganun sa at the back of your mind. Kasi kailangan mo ng pera nga, di ba?
Mm-hmm.
Kasi galing ka nga sa Pero, of course, I felt bad because I needed money at that time. Pero I can't blame her for that. I can't fault her for that because, again, she has a business to run. Diba? Mm. Hindi naman siya charitable institution na maiintindihan niya ako na okay lang, diba? Hindi eh. Kasi meron siyang business na pinofocus din. So, same day that she requested for it, ni-refund ko din agad. Because I want to maintain that, yung impression ng professionalism. Hindi ako nag-beg for an extension whatsoever because business is business. Diba? Hindi ko siya dapat i-guilt trip na, ano ba yan, dapat naiintindihan niya ako kasi ito nga nagkasakit nga ako, di ba? Kailangan ko ng pera. Hindi eh. I should come from a place na, yes, may relationship ako with them, pero dapat hindi ko ilagay yung burden sa kanila. Yung unfortunate event is on me. Di ba? Mm. Hindi ko sila dapat idamay dun. Yes, may mga clients na they will go out of their way, but in case na hindi yun ang reaction na nakuha mo, dapat hindi ko i-take against them. Dito pumapasok yung empathy and sensitivity to other people's needs kasi hindi po pwede na parang isipin ko lang na sa akin lang umiikot ang mundo. Kasi it's not the case. Reality-wise, meron din sila sariling mundo na kailangan i-focus on. So yun. So yun lang yung masakit. Kasi biglaan eh, di ba? Parang refund.
Buti ka mo.
Okay.
Buti ka mo, na-refund mo pa. I mean, baka na di ba, na-spend mo na siya, ganyan.
Diyos ko, buti talaga. Ang hirap. Pero yun eh. Tapos, trust na, di ba, paulit-ulit kung sinasabi dito, hindi tayo papahirapan ni Lord eh. Doon papasok din yung faith. Parang sige, parang minsan, feeling ko lang, ito based lang dun sa experience ko, feeling ko lang gagamitin pa nga ni enemy yung situation eh. Yung pag nararamdaman nyo, nasunod-sunod yung blows, di ba parang, seryoso, may sakit na nga ako, tas ito pa, tas hindi lang nagtatapos sa dalawa eh, or tatlo, minsan sasagarin ka hanggang 5 na simultaneously nangyayari, babalik lang kayo dun sa mindset na hindi eh, hindi tayo papahirapan ni Lord eh. Or baka may darating na better. So, it's a matter of mindset ulit. Mind shift ulit. So, yun.
Yes. So, sa akin, parang sort of, baka ulitin ko lang again. Kasi, di ba, life happens nga. We know that. Pero even if life happens and we still have clients who are paying us to work, make sure to always practice professionalism. So, alam naman natin ang Pinoy minsan. Nagiging dahilan na personal life to not work. So please don't get us wrong, ha. Naranasan naman namin yan. So we understand the situation. If something happens in our lives and we need to deal with personal things, nasa sa iyo. Katulad ng sinabi ni Sis Bel, diba? Na parang they still have a business. It's not their fault anyway. So kailangan mag-decide ka. You discern if you still want to work with clients or not. Kasi kung kaya ba ng oras. Pero syempre, most of us naman, we need the money. So we want to make sure to retain, we have retaining clients. Diba? So kaya, please, make sure that you are still doing your part. You are giving your best. If work or business time, kapag time mo nang mag-work, o ito na, kailangan mo ng client work, then focus on doing your job best. Not every client kasi, let's face it, lalo na pag hindi siya Pinoy. Actually, kahit Pinoy, hindi naman lahat makakaintindi. So, not every client will understand your situation. So, if you are being paid to do something for their business, just do it. You can't blame them if they want to hire another person instead. Not all clients, again, will understand what you're going through. Kaya, it's already a blessing if we have clients na concerned. Alam mo yun, yung iintindihin ka na lang, pero not every client are like that. Yun. Ayan, so, sa fifth, ano na tayo, last. Pero bago pala yung last, reviewin natin yung shift. Yung shift without the T. Okay, surrender things you have no control over. Have the initiative to do things always. 3, identify your role in your client's business. 4, form the habit of professionalism. And of course, ito na last, treat your client's business as yours. Okay, teka, ako ba? Ano ba na sinabi ko dyan? So, ito, when doing your tasks, don't think like you are only working for an employer. Parang yung trabaho natin sa office. Before, yung mga ganyan. Kung ano man yung trabaho natin, may boss tayo, ganyan. So, because you are working with your clients. So, their business is your business too. Kaya if may ginagawa kang tasks, give your best shot. Always think if magugustuhan ba ni client to, makakatulong ba? Ito ba ang preference niya? Ano ba yung sinabi niya? Ano yung bili niya? Mga ganong bagay. So, in other situations, if they have activities or events, make sure to be there for them, especially if you have a role to play. Again, pag alam mo kasi kung ano yung dapat mong gawin, be there, di ba? Tapos another reminder lang, kasi parang minsan iniisip natin mga Pinoy, kasi alam ko, tingin ko sa corporate, ganito rin, pag mababa yung sahod. Yung parang, you get what you pay for. So don't practice that. Don't practice saying you get what you pay for, because kapag nag-agree ka, once you sign and agree to work with a client with a specific rate, kahit na alam mo mababa, it's not their fault. You agreed eh. So hindi siya excuse to not work because you accepted the offer. Yun lang sa akin.
Yes. Yung sa akin naman, sis, parang show genuine or genuine. Paano ba pag-pronounce? Parang potato-potato yan eh, potato-potato. Genuine care for your clients. And I can assure you that God will not allow it to go unnoticed. Hindi man tayo nakakuha ng pat in the back from our clients. Pero si God, hindi siya ma-shortchange, hindi siya, di ba parang favorite natin expression, hindi siya we can never outgive or outdone God. Lagi yung may balik. Hindi man dun sa client na yon, but through other avenues. For example, may bagong client na darating, may bagong blessing na darating. Ganun ang law ni God. ano, babalik at babalik siya. And I have proven this many times, how God works and finds ways to bless me. And then when I say genuine care, caring for your clients, I mean, go to that level where you treat their business as your business too. Yung tipong pag may wins, sobrang happy ka talaga for them. And pag may losses or may challenges, you get affected too and try your best to look for solutions. So, paano ba yung ano pa, yung practical example? Like, kunyari, yung client mo, hirap-hirap na magsulat, di ba? For a blog, for social media captions. So, bakit hindi tayo mag-proactive, lalo kung hindi techie yung mga clients natin? Sabihin natin, did you know na meron, yung sa ChatGPT, pwede natin gawin to. Pwede tayo mag-batch create ng mga posts. So, things like that, na hindi naman talaga nag-take too much of our time, di ba? Pero let's try to go out of our way to help our clients. At may balik yan. Yun yung pinaka bottom line.
Yes. May additional ako sa balik na yan. Kasi, kung di nyo po nalalami si Sis Bell, ang balik lagi niya sa kanya is referred clients.
Yep.
Referred clients. So, kung ganun ang balik mo, bakit naman, ako, ba't mo naman tatanggihan, di ba?
Parang isipin nyo yan, ano, parang isipin nyo, parang siyang networking, di ba? Yung parang may ganon siya. So, pag kunyari, yung isang client lang ang maklose mo, pero ito todo mo palagi pa, ano yung favorite natin, sis, na isa pa, yung over-deliver, under-promise, over-deliver.
Over-deliver.
So, yung client na yun, hindi mahihirapan mag-recommend eh, mag-refer. Kasi alam nila yung quality ng work mo and talagang magbabranch out talaga yan. Until such time na hindi ka na actively naghahanap ng client. Kaya lagi yung sinasabi, isang client ang magbigay sa'yo ng opportunity, itodo mo na.
Mm-hmm. Kasi minsan kahit, alam mo yun, hindi ka naghahanap, bigla ka na, bukang bibig ka ng client mo sa ibang tao, sa network niya. Kaya nagkakaroon ng referral. So yun. Tsaka i-add ko na lang, like for example, meron ding mga client na hindi masyadong, ako, may client kasi ako na generous, premium client, pero hindi siya active. Like hindi siya masyadong madali, kasi busy eh, lawyer. So ngayon, hinahandle ko yung YouTube channel niya. Eh, minsan, hindi, actually, wala akong idea kung ano ang schedule niya, kung kailan siya magla-live. So, ang ginagawa ko, yung mga luma niya, nire-republish ko na, in short, kasi usually, laging live session yan, mahaba yung session niya. So, ikaw yung magkukusa na, ano yung pwede kong gawin sa YouTube channel niya habang hindi pa siya nagre-record kasi, nga, busy siya. Busy. Although, yun yung requirement ko actually sa client, kaya lang kinuha niya ako, eh di syempre tutulungan ko, di ba? Na parang, ikaw na yung magkukusa. Tapos pag meron kang any, like for example, may suggestions ka, uy, tinanong, may nag-comment sa channel na ganito, ganito yung question. Email mo si client na, uy, client, ganito, may sinabi, pwede mong gawing ganitong topic, ganyan, ganyan. So, kahit na wala siyang sinasabi, kasi kung alam mo yung role mo, kahit ikaw yung magkukusa eh. Kasi parang, iisipin mo na channel ko to eh, channel ko din to eh. Ganun. So, yun. Yun lang.
Any so, last... appreciated na yun.
For yes. Sure. Oo. Or kahit na, limbawa, kung sa social media ka, minsan kasi iba wala namang kaso, basta mag-publish ka lang regularly. Pero, i-update mo rin, ano ba yung analytics natin, kumusta? Ano ba yung ilan na yung na-post natin, ilan yung nagre-react, mga ganong bagay na kahit hindi niya hinihingi, ibibigay mo para may update siya. Ganon. Wag ka lang pag-guilty kung ano, kung kung bumaba o hindi. Kasi minsan gusto lang nila talagang maging present online. So, as long as nakikipag-communicate ko regularly, kahit hindi sila nagre-respond, bigay mo pa rin. Yon. Yan. So if you have any questions, let us know. Any last piece of advice?
Yeah, yun sa akin ano, we have our own unique set of talents. So, gamitin natin ito with a commitment and passion for excellence. Kahit
Kahit feeling natin wala naman nakakita, meron at merong nakakita. I think this is the best way to glorify God na siyang nagbigay ng lahat ng talentong to. So yun, yun yung sa akin.
Ay, bago ako. My goodness. Yung may Filipino. Teka lang, may sino yung BB? Hello. Hello, BB.
Hi.
So yun, for me, ano lang, teka, may nangyari sa screen ko, wait lang. Ayun. So for me, remember lang the golden rule. Diba? Alam naman natin yung golden rule eh. Yung gawin mo sa iba, yung gusto mong gawin sa iyo. So it's actually came from the Bible, from Matthew chapter 7, verse 12. Do to others whatever you would have them do to you. So meaning, every work you do, isipin mo na kung ikaw ang may-ari, kung ikaw ang boss, diba? Kung ikaw si client, ganito rin ba ang gagawin mo? Yung as simple as that kind of mindset can go a long way na. So there. And, oh, BB has a question, how do you pitch a job to a business?
Sagutin ko sis.
Sige, go.
Sunod thanks ako sa question, BB. Pero ang question muna, kailangan muna natin alamin kung ano yung current pain points ng business, ano yung requirement, saan ba sila nagsistruggle, ano yung challenges na meron yung business. Kasi it's not enough na mag-pitch agad ng offer kung hindi naman pala yun yung current need. So for example, yung business is looking for someone who would handle their social media presence. So saka ka pala makapag-pitch ng social media services. So that's how we do things. Parang investigate muna, get them invite them to a discovery call. So you can diagnose. You can figure out kung ano ba yung current need ng business na yun before proceeding to the next step, which is yung pag-craft na ng strategy.
Yes. Be ano lang siguro ang masasabi ko is, are they looking ba? Are they looking? Is there a possible chance na they need your service? And then if meron, then connect. Tapos siguro mas maganda yun nga kasi ako sa akin, for me, ha, may mga nagpipitch kasi sa email eh, di ba sa atin sa Freelancing with Faith. May biglang magpipitch. For me, okay lang naman na mag-email. I mean, mag-connect kasi normal naman yan. Pero you don't say negative about the client or about the business para mapasok mo yung service mo. Diba? Parang ganun. So, just i-check mo muna kung merong hole to fit in or may need to fit in katulad ng sinabi niya. Kasi hindi pwedeng magpipitch ka na wala naman silang need. Magpipitch ka na hindi naman sila ready. Magpipitch ka na wala naman talaga. I mean, diba? Kasi may mga ganun na wala naman talaga. Okay, Anime, we hope we answered your question, Bibi. So Anime Ringworm says, as an American, I appreciate the hustle. Well, good for you. Good for you, Anime, if that works for you. Okay, another comment is the freelancing you are doing like SMMA. Ano yung SMA? What is SMMA? Is that social media marketing? I'm not sure. If you're talking about social media is just one of the things that a freelancing can offer. There. Anything you'd like to add? Okay. Social media. Yes. Yes. It's just one of the, how do you call this? Roots or the branch of digital marketing, social media. Yes, it's part of freelancing, but it's not all freelancing.
So what we do, what we do is not really social media management. Since Connie here is a YouTube strategist, while my focus is with website development and funnels.
Yeah. Social media can still be more specific, actually. If you're a manager, yeah, you can just be Instagram marketer, or you can be specific to what social media platform. Yes. So Justin said one aspect of it. Yes. Actually, YouTube is one aspect of social media. There. So social media is just one aspect of freelancing, because there are many skills, many things that we can offer as freelancing. So even if you are watching on a replay, for our viewers out there, feel free to ask your questions in the comments. I don't think you can see the chat during a replay. So feel free to comment, to ask your question, to share your thoughts in the comment section, because we love to hear from you. Let us know if you're getting value out of this video. Anyway, again, if you're new and you want a guidance on how to start your virtual assistant business, feel free to visit conniezabala.com/VA book to get your copy. Let me just get my link. Nailagay ko ba yung link ko dito? Wait lang ha. Maliit kasi yung screen ko. Kaya lumalapit ako na gusto. Ayan. Get your book here. conniezabala.com/VA book. Available in hard copy. If you're outside the Philippines, this is what you will get. But if you're in the Philippines, you can get this through the Feast Books there. It's all in the website, conniezabala.com. Available also on ebook, Kindle, and audiobook there. So just share with us your biggest takeaway during this session, and we will close through a prayer. Let's remember that we are in the presence of God. In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you, Lord, for another episode done successfully. Thank you for the opportunity to share our knowledge and experience to serve our clients. Hopefully, our fellow service providers were able to learn something too. Thank you to all the people who support us in our mission. Thank you for the chance to bless others through this platform. We lift up to you all our viewers, our listeners, our clients, the people we work with, and their loved ones. Continue to bless them in all areas of their lives. Whatever their petitions are right now, we pray with them, believing that whatever happens, you always have the best intentions for us. We lift up to you all these, but in the end, your will be done. In Jesus' name, amen. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Okay, so we hope to see you on Monday for another live praise and worship session. Same time, 9 p.m. Manila time. Okay, let's see if I miss anything. Okay, wala naman. Any last, bago tayo mag-end, feel free to connect lang again. Sige,
keep pressing.
Sorry.
Lang, keep pressing on.
makukuha mo rin yung client na para sa iyo. And again, if may naisip kayong mga people, experts, na freelancers, na okay to share their faith, you know. Kasi we don't want to, ano tawag mo sa English yun? Hindi naman kami mamimilit na i-share yung spiritual faith nila, kung ayaw nilang i-share. So, let us know if you have any specific person that you want us to interview na okay sa ganitong setup, because this is freelancing with faith after all. So let us know lang. Connect lang sa aming social media pages. And we hope to see you on Monday for another live praise and worship session. If not, Thursday again. I don't remember if we have a guest. Meron yata. But let's see. Anyway, see you everyone. Bye! God bless!
Thanks for listening to the Freelancing with Faith podcast by Connie and Bell. We hope you've learned something and enjoyed the podcast.
Feel free to share our show with your friends and family.
Check our website at freelancingwithfaith.com.
Or you can also connect with us via YouTube, Facebook, and Instagram at Freelancing with Faith.
We'd love to hear from you. We also appreciate any review, feedback, or suggestions you can give us to continuously improve our content.
Make sure to be there in our next episode.
We look forward to sharing more tips and faith stories with you.